English Proficiency Exam, Listening. For this part of the exam, you are going to listen to lectures. As you listen, answer the questions by choosing the best option. You will hear each recording once only. Lecture 1. You are going to listen to a lecture about detox therapies. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Now, listen.
It is true that the human body receives toxins from food, water, and air. And in our modern world, so many different types of toxins can be found in huge amounts in our bodies. Scientists aren't sure if it is possible to avoid this. I mean, they are trying to answer the question, can a person have no toxins in his body at all? However, it is clear that detox therapies, such as drinking extreme amounts of certain fruit juices, do not seem to make a huge difference in removing toxins. A lot of people hope that the most popular type of detox, drinking only certain fruit juices, can make them healthier because these juices are natural and they are also low in calories. But unfortunately, despite the popular belief about these fruit juices, it is not that easy to be healthier, and you need to do a little bit more than just drinking fruit juices. I experienced an unpleasant detox therapy myself a few years ago, and I have to say that I do not recommend it to anyone. It ruined my immune system, and it took me a very long time to gain my health back later. Okay, so let me first tell you why I decided to start doing a detox therapy in the first place. I smoked a lot, and I did not have a healthy diet. I had a busy work schedule, and quite often I worked even at night, and of course drank a lot of coffee to keep myself awake. I couldn't sleep well, never got a good rest, and so I felt tired and depressed all the time. One day, while reading the newspaper, I found out about detox therapies and that the most common practice was done by drinking juices only for a certain period of time. I did a little bit of research and found out that apple juice and apricot juice would work best for me, and I decided I would just give it a try. For 3 full days, I ate nothing but just drank apple and apricot juice. At the end of the first day, I felt better, but the second and third days were too difficult because I was hungry. I had no energy to do anything. So after the first 3 days, I allowed myself to eat only 3 slices of bread every day. Only 3 slices of bread a day. Can you believe it? Well, I started losing weight immediately, but as you can guess, it wasn't a healthy way to lose weight. At the end of my first week, I had lost 5 kilos and I was so tired. My friends told me to stop, but for some reason, I thought I needed to continue and be patient. So I went on like this for another week. At the end of my second week, my brother had to take me to the hospital because I was totally weak. I couldn't even stand up, couldn't think, and couldn't speak anymore. When the doctors asked me what had happened, I told them all about my detox diet, and they were, I think, shocked. They were also angry with me because what I did certainly did not help me be healthier. It did just the opposite, made me lose my health, and that's why they were angry with me. I stopped eating and just drank fruit juices, thinking that it would clean my body of the toxins. Anyway, that was the start of a new period in my life. After 2 horrible weeks, I wanted to go back to my normal life, but it wasn't easy. The doctors told me I had to start eating regularly, but I had to do it slowly. They told me that due to my extreme detox dieting, some of my organs had probably been damaged, For example, my stomach was probably producing too much acid in order to protect itself, and this caused pain in my stomach. I often had cramps when I ate, so I didn't want to eat. But I had the same kind of cramps when I was very hungry too, so I tried to think and decide what would be best. The doctors had told me I had to start eating, so I decided to eat normally to get better. In time, as I ate regularly, the pain in my stomach decreased and I started to feel a little better. Another problem I had to solve was related to my immune system. Because I had stopped eating properly, my immune system was down, and I had to do something to make it work again. When I asked the doctors, they told me that basing my diet on mostly vegetables, fruit, and meat would be a clever solution. So I tried to eat mostly vegetables, fruit, and meat, but I did not consume any bread. I couldn't stand the idea of eating bread anymore, and when I tried even a small amount of bread, it just made my stomach tired. It caused stomach cramps again. Of course, while these were happening, I had to take time off from work because I was too weak to get up and get ready to go to the office, concentrate on work, and attend meetings. All I wanted to do was sleep. I appreciate the support from my colleagues and boss during my hard times because they had to do all of my work as well. Because I wasn't able to go to work, I couldn't fulfill my responsibilities either, so my friends' support means so much to me. Anyway, it is now all over, and I'm really grateful for all the support I had from my family and friends. In short, what I learned is that there are no foods or drinks that magically pull toxins from your blood and organs. The toxins are in many chemical forms, and the best thing is to have a balanced and healthy diet that does our bodies good rather than harm and helps the natural rhythm.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers.